Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul mouth, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push you around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to my show. Jared, I got to tell you.
Yes.
Gerard. Now look, don't tell me to not call you that because it's all in fun, okay?
Is that what the point you're going to bring up?
No, Gerard Askar.
Oh, which nice.
You dubbed yourself that.
I did not.
Kinda.
No, I said don't call me that, and here we are.
Okay. Well, you can call me whatever you want to.
Not within certain FCC regulations.
You can call me
Ray.
You can call me Al. Or you can call me Hal. Or you can call me Tim. Or you. What was that from?
Old commercials.
I know, but I don't remember what commercial it was.
I don't either.
I don't know. But Gerard, what I was going to say to you was it feels a little weird not being under the influence of something being here. Agreed?
A little.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we threw Batman completely off today by being on time, and it just really messed him up. We actually beat him here, and we're in the studio before he got here. Called him, and he said, well, you're not usually there till 5:30 or later. And I'm like, yeah. Well, there's a reason why, you know?
Yes, a liquidy reason.
Yes, a controlled substance reason.
Yes.
Or at least once it gets inside of us, it's a little more uncontrolled.
A partially carbonated.
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am Brad. This is Jared. That is Batman. And we got a lot to cover tonight, a lot on my mind. And I know that things are going to bounce off of you and you're going to have things to say. And I know Batman's going to have things to say. But let's start with our friendly neighborhood Batman. Let's talk about him for a couple of minutes here. It's becoming increasingly obvious to me that A, it's too dark in the Batcave, because B, he cannot tell time and he cannot see the calendar. It's too dark in the Batcave. First of all, let's ask Batman. Batman, have you yet corrected the date on last Friday's show yet? Have you yet contacted?
I have not done that yet. I have been a bit busy, though, Mr. Westmar. The difference is, see, I'm fighting crime and producing 42 radio shows.
Hold your thought. First of all, please forgive my bad English in using the word yet in the same sentence twice. Sorry about that, Jared. I'm sure you didn't like
that. Not a problem yet.
Okay. Batman, no more excuses. When can we get that? It throws people off, okay?
I will fix it. Probably tonight.
Thanks. Was wondering, maybe probably tonight.
If you're nice and you don't be mean to me, I might.
Okay. All right. Well, then forget about this next thing I'm about to talk about too. Okay. Now, as for the problem of telling time in the darkness of the Batcave, and I know Jared's going to back me on this. We've had a lot of confusion about what time our show actually starts, what time our show ends, how long our show is supposed to be, and when Batman is supposed to start the closing music. And unfortunately, I think Batman's still a little bit confused about when he's supposed to start the closing music, because last week, last week, if you listen towards the end of the show, I am watching my timer going, what's going on?
And I look at Batman. I still had a minute left from what I calculated.
Yeah. Okay. So then why did our show get cut off?
Because you're showing a minute long.
It did go a minute long. But the only reason it went a minute long was because you started the music so late.
But you know what? It's because my clock in here was different. I'm trying to keep an eye on that this time.
Please do, because what's confusing people is they're like, "What time does your show start?" Well, 8 o'clock, but 8:01 technically. Well, how come Dean Haglund's always run until 8? Well, Dean Haglund gets cut off too, is what
Dean
tell.
Dean actually always goes over on his own.
Yeah, exactly.
And Dean actually starts at 1:30 after the hour.
Oh, and that's fine, and so I'm not trying to say that he's getting special treatment at all. That's not the case. But what happens is then, of course, we run long. We actually have control over how long our show goes, and we still run long. So
it's because you're long winded.
I know that, and I think if you look at the bottom of your log sheet, Batman, does it not still say to start John Hunter's tragedy at?
I'm going to do it.
Okay, 56 or 57, something like that. Yeah. If you do that, and the song is almost 4 minutes long, I know I've got 3 to 4 minutes to wrap it up. At worst.
Right.
And if I go all the way to the end of John Hunter, I know we're screwed. And we don't want that to happen.
That's true.
What time do you plan to start John Hunter tonight? 56?
I'm going to start John Hunter at about, it couldn't be at 56 because your show technically has to be like 57 minutes to fit in the time frame there.
Wait a second. Help me do the math, Jared. Help me do the math. How does it, starting at 8:01-ish?
8:01 adding 50 seconds.
For 30 seconds for what?
8:01:30 is the exact time your show starts.
Okay, so 8:01:30 is when my show starts.
Right.
Okay, and the next show starts at, correct me if I'm wrong, 9:01:30.
Right, and I leave out at about 59, right around 59. And that gives me a little time in there for some bumpers and stuff.
But nobody out. Don't you think it'd be a lot better to just go ahead and try to end around, have the show be about 59? Then you've still got a 60-second buffer. Plus 60 seconds to 90 second buffer.
I was going to end you at 58.
59. How about 59? How about
you're trying to bleed me.
We're pawn stars here. You're the retarded guy coming in trying to give me something.
No. I'm going to go at 58:30. That's where I'll go.
And I'm Rick. 58:45 is the best I'll do. 58:40.
57:10.
Stop going backwards, old man. It's not cool.
30.
That's not cool.
You know, right. we just lost a minute of the show.
We've lost a lot of the show about this. This is true.
You're the devil's wife.
But then there's the times when he would end us too short. Because seriously, if you listen to this, look, I'm telling you people right now, here's what's going to happen. He's going to end us now too short. You can't get it. You get extremes with Batman. You don't get exacts. You get extremes. It's either too freaking long or too freaking short.
I'm about to come out there and give you some extremes of this battering upside your ass.
Here's what's going to happen. Mark my words, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what's going to happen. He's going to end this really effing short.
I'm going to now, for sure. 35 minutes.
And you're going to get to hear Duran Duran's Rio back-to-back with some goth rock song. And there's going to be like 3 songs playing before the next show starts because he ends this so goddamn short. That's what's going to happen. Mark my words.
I'm going to do it now.
Okay. No, don't end the show yet. Please don't.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Enough piling on of Batman. We now know that he can tell time. He just gets a little blurry-eyed sometimes.
Well, it's also because sometimes of our clock got messed up because you didn't mention that you pulled our clock off the wall and screwed it up for real. So I'm going by another clock and I'm trying to make it work.
You don't need to go by a clock, Jingle Ash. You're recording the show. You've got the time right in front of you.
Sometimes we record differently and sometimes we'll start like 30 seconds or 10 seconds. There's a lot of little give or take. Like this time when we started the show, we talked for a minute. I said, "Are you ready?" And then I started your intro music. So the recording starts a little bit before your intro music. You know why? Because of Sam, your intro music doesn't get cut off.
Yeah, Sam sucks. But that's a different story. You have a piece of paper and a pencil? Because all you gotta do is write down. Started 15 seconds in.
I mean, isn't that
see, Jared, you're laughing, but you know it's true.
Oh man, can we just
get on with
next up?
I'm sorry.
Don't be a douche, man. I did write it down. By the way, you've spent 8 minutes arguing about
it. I know. Terrible of me. We were discussing before the show started, Batman's has enjoyed doing the show, and he said, we've done some really good shows. And I said, and he's like,
I will hit you with a Batmobile.
No, but here's the problem. And I was talking to somebody about this recently, and I know Jared's going to agree. Batman, we don't talk about the programming of the show as much. That's me and Jared. And the problem with the show still for us is, I've termed it now, we get radio show blue balls because we do the show and we just get warmed up and we're ready to really rock it and we're done. And you go home and you don't have much of a choice but to jerk it. I mean, what else can you do?
Do you just? I mean, do you just basically give content to your family when you get home?
Oh, I do.
I think you're too damned anal. Yeah. Because you know what? This damn show is kick-ass. People like the show.
They do.
It sounds a lot better than it used to. Let's go back and listen to your old vacuum cleaner recordings.
You had vacuum cleaner recordings too, by the way.
I know I did. That's why I'm so happy I'm here.
I know. I'm not putting down our show. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that when you're used to doing 3 hours, doing an hour can be a little bit.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. It really is. It really, really is. And I struggle because throughout the week, I come up with things that I want to do. And I've got a huge list of stuff. And it just, there's just not enough time in this show to do things that continue on. When you do a 3 hour show, you know, you can have stuff carry over. You've got plenty of time to fill. But the unfortunate thing is you've got too much time to fill. Then we're filling time talking about things like why Batman can't keep time and stuff like that. And, you know, the next thing you know, people are tuning out because it's just us talking about Batman the entire time.
There are more peaks
about. That's right. See, get on the ball.
I know.
As your producer, I'm telling you, get this show rolling.
All right. All right. Cut yourself off. I'm getting there. Agreed, though, Jared?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We're struggling with that. So I've coined that term radio show blue balls. So welcome to the radio show blue balls.
We've kind of been Twitterized, really.
A little bit.
Because we've got to cram all the stuff in that little tiny blip of time.
This is true. We're kind of like a Twitter show. This is true.
Next week, you'll cram it into 15 minutes if you don't get on.
Probably have to. I know. Batman, with all due respect, I don't want you to open up your mic again until I tell you. Okay. And what, with all due respect, by the way, I should also mention this because I actually had this in my notes. I wanted to come across this every once in a while or sometime soon. When you tell people with all due respect, when you start a sentence with that, does it really mean that you respect them before you say it? Because in my world, when I say that, what I really mean is you're an idiot, and I mean this in the most insulting manner possible.
Right.
But to confuse you, I'm telling you that I respect you, even though I don't. Now, Batman, in truth, with all due respect, I want you to know that you can't turn your mic on to respond to me saying that to you. He's really confused now. I'm getting the finger. But seriously, isn't that true, really? I mean, I use that a lot, and people don't know that. What I'm really saying is you're kind of a dumb sh-
Well, it's a way
I almost said it. I didn't say it.
It's a way to deaden the blow of something, make it a little softer. I mean, it's kind of like when people say, "Well, I don't mean to say that you're fat." But
but
that's
boy.
Exactly what they mean to say.
Yeah.
Or, "I don't mean to say that you're a jerk."
Yeah.
But you're a jerk.
And I just want to say, seriously, Batman, didn't mean any offense by it. Seriously. He's actually just already turned off the show. We're not even on the air anymore.
And done.
All right, let's get to some subjects here. First of all, I noticed that it seems, I was very aggravated on Sunday, that once again, the Royals game was not on Fox Sports. And it's another Sunday afternoon game that's not showing up. Do you hear this noise? Where's that noise coming from?
There's kind of a whistling.
Is it on the air? Not on the air. Batman insists it's
a worrying
not on
noise,
the air.
Like refrigerator gone amok.
It's a little annoying. Is somebody getting a treatment back here? Is that what it is? Okay, somebody's getting the old electric drill.
Ooh, I didn't know that they did Roto-Rooter treatments here.
Anyway, the Royals game not on TV again on Sunday really aggravated me, and I noticed on Twitter I was not the only one who felt that way. So I decided to go ahead and send a note to Fox Sports Net, and just to see, you know, what the case might be. So I won't read you what I said, but I was nice. And I just said, just curious to know why it seems that, you know, this stuff isn't getting on Sundays, especially, or how does this determine, et cetera, et cetera. Well, wouldn't you know, I got an email back from Mr. Jeffrey Goldman of Media Relations at Fox Sports Midwest, Fox Sports Kansas City, Fox Sports Indiana. He said, "Hi, Brad, Jeff Goldman here." I think he could probably speak. This is Jeffrey Goldman, and I'm here. I'm a PR person for Fox Sports Kansas City.
PR people don't usually talk like
Fox
that.
Fox Sports Midwest. I'd be happy to explain and or come on the show for a brief interview. Maybe we can tape it, because Friday night at 8 is not a good time for me. No, I'm kidding. Jeff probably doesn't speak that way, but he did say that he would be more than happy to come on the show sometime, and I'm trying to figure out if we want him to come on the show. He said, to summarize, Fox Sports Kansas City's agreement with the Royals calls for them to televise 140 regular season games this year. Their program director works with the Royals in December and in January to determine which games will be televised. And honestly, Jeff says, the thinking behind which games will be televised, or if you want to look at it another way, which games won't be on TV, is probably similar to what you would expect. We look for the 140 games that more fans are going to be able to enjoy. There are a few exceptions here and there. Let me know if you'd like to have me explain on the show or go into some more detail in a follow-up interview. So I was, I told him that we'd discuss it on the show, and I would try to find out if we had any further questions that would warrant, you know, bringing him on. I don't want to bring the guy on and just lambast him either. And I'm not going to beat him up, but at the same time, I don't want it to be, well, come on, how come you're not? Well, what the, you know, I just don't want it to get into that. There's not any point in having the guy on the show.
Right.
You know, I will say that there was a couple of questions that came to mind when I first read this, and that was, well, did you have any questions that came to mind? I'll ask you first. Did you have any questions that came
about,
to mind
about
what he just said?
Oh, who were they? Who were they playing? Do we? I mean,
Well, this particular last Sunday was the rubber game of the A's series.
I'm just trying to figure out like what. So like, is every boring? You know, they're in a boring. How do they pick what a compelling game is going to
Yeah.
be? You know, I mean, I can understand. Okay, yes, if it's the Red Sox or Yankees or one of those teams with a big media draw, you probably want to advertise those games. But if it's like the 20th game against the White Sox, is that going to be any more compelling?
Well, and also, I mean, what about the days of the week? I mean, let's be honest. If you're going to cut games out, why on a Sunday afternoon are you going to take that off TV? I mean,
well, maybe they figure that most people are outside or no one's watching TV. I don't know. Are there other big sporting events on, like some of that car racing type stuff? I mean, my question this is though. There's optimism about the team earlier in the season. More people are going to be tuned in now than when everyone, you know, toward the end of the season, and they're not in a pennant race, and everyone's sick of them, and you have football season ramping up.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, why not get all that, take advantage of the momentum now?
Yeah, yeah. And, and my other question that came to mind, too, was why only 140 games? Why not all 162? Now, here's my point.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to give people days off, they still get days off because the players get days off. And the players, you know, and it's, I mean, seriously, Ryan Lefevre's job, I mean, I've got a radio and TV broadcasting degree. I should have a job like that. It's got to be a cake, low-stress job when you get down to it.
And my question is, if you buy, like, you know, an extra innings package or the package from, like, DirecTV where you get to see every single game, period, do you not get to see those 22 games, or are they still broadcasting and we just don't get to see them here because Fox isn't carrying them?
Good question. Wouldn't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I can understand, like, there was a time when you know, when Fox had could black out any other game on the Saturday because they had the game of the week, so any other game going on, you couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
Even if you had the everything package.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to be in play here. You know, it's a deliberate choice to just pick certain games.
There are some good questions there. And you know, and again, why 140? How about 150? How about 160? You know, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, there's got to be a reason behind that,
too. There's probably some complex mathematical algorithm that pointed out to, this is the most people can take before they just, their eyes start to bleed.
Yes, could be. It very well could be.
They don't want to hurt someone by exposing them too much to the Royals, because...
You know, and they're, you know, as we record this show, they're in the middle of a tough series with the Yankees, and actually in the middle of a tough 13-game stretch that... is probably going to set them back to earth even more here. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, they're all I know is they're much more fun to watch now than they have been in several years.
They are fun. And, you know, there's a little bit more optimism. I mean, it seems like there might actually be some young talent coming around.
Yeah, yeah.
For real.
I agree. It's great. I'm looking forward to watching that talent progress. As long as I can continue to stay competitive, I will continue to watch. Celebrity Apprentice.
Ah, yes.
Did you get a chance to watch the 3-hour freaking marathon on Sunday?
I saw parts of it. I'm glad I saw the parts I did
because
I saw some of the good stuff.
Good. First of all, let me just say this before. I mean, I complained about the fact that the show was 2 hours every week here several weeks ago. Why they felt the need to suddenly do a 3-hour long episode before the finale, 2 weeks before the finale. I mean, I don't understand what that was about, but it was long. Thankfully, it was actually pretty good stuff. And
there were some, they milked it though. There were certain parts that just dragged on.
They do in the 2-hour episodes too. They really do. And we're down to the final four now. And I will say this, I almost had the final four correct weeks ago when I said John Rich, Little John, Miley Matlin, and Star Jones.
Right.
I mean, I felt for sure Star Jones was Donald Trump's favorite. And lo and behold, and honestly, it looked like it was going to come true. It looked like Meatloaf was dead in the water. After we watched Tears of a Meatloaf,
Oh, did you tears get of a loaf. That oh, was, my That was God. Brutal.
Oh.
Just sack up, man.
You know, I just, I was torn as to whether or not I should feel, you know, heartfelt, you know, feelings for him, or if I should laugh at him. I just didn't really know, because I'm thinking to myself, okay, kid, first of all, if your money doesn't go to your charity, why don't you, Meatloaf, who's been a rock star and an actor for years and years, why don't you go ahead and just make up the difference?
And you know what? The publicity you're giving them by being on the show in the first place?
No kidding.
I mean, that alone is worth something.
But I think, but don't you think, too, when you think about it? Meatloaf, actor. I mean, can you act those tears? I don't know. Let's ask the guy that directs movies and creates movies. Can you, permission to speak, is it possible Meatloaf could have been maybe turning it on a little bit on purpose for his charity?
I think Meatloaf is a very emotional guy, and he not only does that on that show, but I don't think he's milking it, because when he acts, for some reason, you don't get that. But when he's being himself, you get the tears. And if you look at him on stage, man, remember those? I mean, he passed out.
Oh, yeah.
On stage before because of his emotions.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's a very good point.
But, man, he just couldn't stop. Oh, it's one thing to get a little teary-eyed, but just you're a blubbering mess, and you have to let the mouthpiece speak for you, and you can't even sack up to, like, and you want special rule changes? I mean, come on.
I know. It was
he was more
silly.
Womanly than anyone. I mean, I was going to say they only had, you know.
Star Jones left by then because NeNe quit.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Marla Matlin's a woman, too. I forgot. Sometimes I forget because she's got a guy speaking for her all the time.
Right. She's kind of a half. It's a two-headed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, it was interesting. Oh. And then, like I said, I really thought for sure it was all going to come to pass during the second task of the three-hour marathon, that Meatloaf was going to get the axe, that Star and Marley were going to eat him up, he was going to get fired, and it was going to be the final four that I always said it was going to be. And lo and behold, after Star, the best part for me, And I hopefully you saw this, Jared, because I'm sure Batman did. Which, by the way, it's awesome that for as busy as Batman is, he still watches Celebrity Apprentice. Thank you for watching this show.
I have to take time.
That is awesome. I'm very glad of that.
The Bat DVR helps out.
It sure does.
It does.
The Bat R.
Right.
Donald Trump lays Star C. Jones. By the way, what does the C stand for?
Oh, we know.
No, stands for Cow. Star Cow Jones.
No, not in my book.
No, I'm kidding. Star C. Jones and Dion C. Warwick both gone. No, when Donald Trump called out Star C. Jones for being so upset about being called Sweetie, I was so happy for that, because I'm sitting there going, come on. I've had women do that to me before, not for even saying Sweetie, but for saying something else. Don't pull that BS with me. It's politically correct bull.
Well, and it's all about the tone.
It is.
I mean, how many times have you gone to the doctor or whatever, and like the receptionist would, or you're at a diner and you get the Sweetie talk or the hun or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, granted, I'm not a woman, so maybe there's a little bit of different baggage there. But if it's just a polite, you know, term of affection, and you know, I mean,
and Meatloaf was being polite.
Because you know when he's mad.
Because he got mad right after that. That's what happened, you know.
Because he can't control that aspect
either. No, he cannot.
Ask Busey about that.
No kidding. So it was very good to see Star C. Jones finally get the axe.
Oh, I just love seeing her eyes.
I know, Batman, you want to let out a cheer of glee? Because I know...
Man, I had a party in my head when that happened.
I didn't get to see it till Monday night, because I had to watch the last 40 minutes or so of the show on Monday night. And so, I mean, I came out to my wife and just said, Christy, my God, I couldn't believe it. He fired Star Jones instead of Meatloaf. This is fantastic. And she's like rolling her eyes going, I don't care.
The best part to me was watching her eyes bug out when she could see that it was coming.
It's going to happen, yeah.
And then the way she just tensed up and tried to keep herself composed on the way out.
Yep.
You just knew. And like, they even showed the receptionist smirking a little bit on her way out. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Even though she never said anything mean to the receptionist, it was just that little cut of an image where everyone was just so glad to see her gone.
She was just such a lawyer on that show, and it just nobody was fooled by it at all. And finally, people started standing up for themselves a little bit, which was great. And I do think that there were some people that were just kind of following her because they thought that she was going to carry him to the final. But
and the funny part, she wasn't really good at the thing she liked to say she was good at.
No,
the whole branding and positioning.
Oh, you're
thing.
Right.
She
you're
was
right.
horrible
you're
at
right.
it.
You're right.
Like, this is my thing.
She has. That's just it. When you look at it, it now makes sense. she hadn't done anything compared to the other four, anything on the show at all. She wasn't very good at much of anything. And it really was partially her fault that they got, you know, the axe, or that they didn't win that particular project. So, no, it's great. And here's my final prediction on the final four. If you watch the previews, you can see what direction Donald Trump is pointing the two times he fires the next two people. And and you can also see it, the position where they're sitting at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks like it might be Little John getting fired, which I'm a little surprised by. I think my ultimate final, I think Marley's got to go. I don't think she's done that much either. I think she's gotten a free ride because she's deaf. I really don't think she's done. She was brutal in that last project.
But don't you think part of it is going to come down to who's going to get the most ratings? I mean, who's going to be the best head-to-head? Although we don't have any, there's not anyone that you necessarily, I don't despise anyone who's left. I don't just flat out hate.
I don't either. And you're right. I don't either.
So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, which is in a way is part of why I'm surprised that they got rid of Star Jones, because that gave everyone someone to root against.
Yeah, that's
true. I can't imagine a lot of people are pulling for her.
And then also, there's only one African-American left, and we know how they felt about that last year. I mean, that's another reason why I thought there was going to be two African-Americans in the final four, because there was a whole hubbub about wanting to get more black people on the show, and so they did.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know I really am pulling for John Rich, because I do love John Rich, but I think any of the four would be great. But we'll see. We'll have to wait and see what happens. I'm looking forward to this next week's episode, because they're going to have the last three winners on there helping Trump decide who they should ax. You know, Joan Rivers, Brett Michaels, and oh, what's the British guy's name? God, I always forget his name.
He has a show.
He's got Larry King's show now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like him because he's just so lippy, but I'm not going to like him after this next week's episode. Got to keep it moving here.
Yeah.
In fact, I got a ton of stuff that we're not getting to right now, but that's okay. That's okay. I have this weird maintenance friend that I wanted to talk to you guys about a little bit, to see if you agreed that he's a little strange.
What's he maintaining?
Well, no. Remember, we have fake friends, friends, gotcha. And maintenance. And I think he's a maintenance friend.
I thought for a second you meant it was someone who like changes, you know, does work around, you know, the office or something.
I knew you were going to think that. You've forgotten. Believe me, Brandon remembers what real friends, fake friends, and maintenance friends are. So we'll save that for another time. I also want to tell you what I think my true career path should be. And really, I mean, you know what I do for a living. You know, I do special things that, you know.
Speaking of controlled substances.
Yes.
It's your...
Right,
but I think I'm doing the wrong controlled substances, which I have not, by the way, had tonight, and so I want to talk about that. But we're gonna have to wait for another time, because when we come back, we've got some weird news stories that I think you're going to enjoy. Some are sports oriented as well, and we might even find one to reenact.
Ooh,
we'll see.
Tell.
So let's take that break, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back. If you've been looking for something edgier, more exciting, something that combines healthy outdoor pursuits mixed with fun-filled after-hour antics, well, it's here, and the time is now.
Here and now.
It's the ultimate clubbing experience.
Yo, where's
at Club Baby Seals.
Club Baby Seals.
What?
Let yourself go. Get it all out.
At Club Baby Seals, you'll get whacked with the best drink specials in town, like $2 fashion fur shots, $1 cub clobbers, 2-for-1 seal snuffers, and go tropical with $4 blubber breezes.
Feel the breeze with the blubber pitches.
Club Baby Seals. Don't be fooled by those cute wet noses and dewy eyes.
They'll just grow up to be ugly fish-stealing bastards like their parents.
Come have a smashing time at Club Baby Seals. This weekend, some lucky lady is going home with a brand new Baby Seal fur coat from Club Baby Seals.
Yeah, baby.
Located right there on that street there, across from that place that looks like that thing. Club Baby Seals. Not just for Canadians anymore.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with him? The Brad Westmore Show.
Are we back? Oh, we're back now. Okay. Wasn't really sure what that...
Oh,
what was that? A weird...
It had the the file at the end had a little extra, like dead air, and I didn't know what was going on.
So. And I had a weird bodily function coming out of my throat. That was really weird.
I'll fix it in the edit.
Okay. No, maybe if it's there, you probably should leave it now that I've talked about it. Totally up to you. Oh, what the hell was I going to say? Oh, we're back to the Brad Westmar Show. And I'm echoing. Why am I echoing? What'd you do? Do I need to remind you that I'm echoing? I needed to remind you that I was echoing. I know they
to get there, man. Give me a minute.
You would never. Can you hear the echo too?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We're back.
God, he's up my butt tonight.
Whew. Well.
Yeah. Well.
Mm-hmm. When you sit on my head.
Oh, bad imagery.
Sorry. All right. You ready? You ready for some weird news?
I'm weirdly ready.
I'm looking forward to your thoughts on some of these. Are you thinking you might want to have sex? No, just kidding. I'm Chris Hansen. No.
Tee.
Hello, everybody. My name is Wayne Kerr.
Oh.
And I'm here on the Brad Westmar Show with the weird news. Here's a few for you. But my music may be a little too loud. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Tee.
Snowmobilers fall through thin ice every season because the ice's thickness is difficult to estimate, especially at night. Less understandable is that every season, when other snowmobilers come to rescue the downed snowmobiler, they drive their vehicles as close as they can to the spot of the fall, which, of course, is right at the lip of thin ice break, thus virtually assuring that their vehicle, too, will fall in, such as the four people who fell through the ice in a pond near Holyrood, Newfoundland, in February. This brought to you by the Canadian Broadcasting Corps.
That's just brilliant.
I tell you what.
You know, why they're doing it on, I mean, I wouldn't trust it on ice in the first place.
Yeah.
But I know one person who's happy, or one group of people who's happy in this, are the snowmobile manufacturers.
Oh, yeah.
It probably has something on there that says, drive in thin ice all you want.
Yeah.
Because we're happy to make you buy another one.
It's true. It's a very good point. In 2002, there was apparently a theme park near Mexico City. That requires a little bit of something, I think. Let me see if I can find it here. Here we go. Here we go. Okay.
So we're not talking Mexico, Missouri.
No, but they play this song when you drive into Mexico, Missouri as well.
Excellent.
In 2002, there was apparently a theme park near Mexico. Near Mexico makes me talk Spanish. I'm going to need to turn this off. Okay. Theme park near Mexico City in which potential immigrants to the U.S. could test their survival skills in an obstacle course mimicking the rigors one would endure sneaking across the border.
Wow.
Now, recently, Alchemy Labs.
Alchemy.
Alchemy. Gotcha.
Isn't that cute?
You're right. That is cute. A Massachusetts technology company announced plans to release an iPhone iPad app called Smuggle Truck. A video game in which players compete to drive a pickup truck full of illegals over rocky terrain from Mexico into the U.S. without too many passengers bouncing out, and with in-game additions consisting of pregnant women giving birth en route.
Wow. I want to know what sound effects they'd use for a bouncing.
Well, I know one of them would be this.
Right, but there'd be a noise when they specifically popped off.
That's...
Would you insert random Speedy Gonzales quotes?
Oh, you think so?
Right. Chihuahua.
Special green cards are awarded to winners. It says here, though, at press time, Apple rejected the app, and Alchemy said it would alter the game to one of animals escaping from a forest instead of illegals escaping and crossing the border.
I'm surprised it got that far.
That's pretty freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
In 2007, Australian Wayne Scalino, then 30, quit his job in Sydney and somehow convinced his wife they should sell their house and move to Wisconsin for the sole purpose of rooting for the Green Bay Packers, about which he had enjoyed an inexplicable fascination since age 15. Said Scalino, at some point, you've got to... Can you do an Australian accent?
Not okay. Well.
At some point, you've got to start living the life you want to. After one season, the Scalinos returned home, but in February 2011, he was, of course, back in the U.S. on hand in Dallas for the Packers' victory in the Super Bowl. Scalino says his Australian friends are still bewildered. I try to talk to them about it, he said, but they just don't get it.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about dingoes stealing babies anymore. That's a plus.
Very true. Very true.
You should ask your Australian chum for his feedback on this.
He probably doesn't even know who the Green Bay Packers are.
That's why That's I the think irony. It's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Record companies have... What's my Australian friend's name? You've forgotten, haven't you?
David something.
Yes, David M. Green.
That's right.
I'm David M. Green.
Maybe that's just the power of Brett Favre. He just like unites people across the entire globe.
I think he does, because wasn't it some guy, some kid who hadn't taken off the Green Bay Packers jersey for years and years and years that we read about back on the old show that we did Inside the Vacuum? Yeah.
The Vortex, yes.
Anyway, record companies have enjoyed, this is pretty interesting, record companies have enjoyed recent successes in court by suing individuals who have shared music by trading files through specialized websites that avoid paying copyright licensing fees, including LimeWire, which shut down last year. Mm-hmm. We know how Brad Westmar feels about this. 13 record companies won a summary judgment last year and applying a formula... Here we go.
I love the formula.
No, they believe was set out in federal law. The companies demanded that LimeWire pay damages of up to $75 trillion, an amount more than five times the entire national debt. In March 2011, a federal judge said the company should modify the formula and lower their expectations. I say more?
You think there might be some modification called there?
Freaking brain.
I'm waiting for the government to adjust its own formula on our taxes.
Very good point. They should do that as well. But when you get these record companies, man, I mean, it's such a fine line between trying to just rip people off and even Batman, a musician and a movie maker himself, thinks it's preposterous. So, Lainey.
Preposterous.
Lainey Wallace, 16, won the beauty contest at the 53rd Rattlesnake Roundup in Sweetwater, Texas in March, and the next day fulfilled the first duty of her reign, to behead and skin a Western Diamondback. You have to make sure you don't pop the bladder, the 2011 Miss Snake Charmer said shortly after.
How many times have you heard that?
Taking a few swipes with a machete. No kidding.
Whoa.
That would be a huge mess, she said. 3 years ago, News of the Weird informed readers of the annual beauty contest Muskrat Skinning Festival in Maryland's Eastern Shore region, in which the beauty part of the skinning part are separate. I'm sorry, the beauty part and the skinning part are separate, but in which that year, two teenage girls entered both, with Dakota Abbott edging out Samantha Phillips for the crown of the Muskrat Skinning Festival.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, here's one from my home state, Waterloo, Iowa. A Waterloo, Iowa school teacher, Larry Twig.
Wow. You don't think the kids make fun of that name?
No kidding. Wang Kerr giving the news about Larry Twig, who was arrested for lascivious conduct with a teenager, a crime that requires proof of, quote, sexual motivation. Though Twig allegedly had a teenage boy strip, take a chocolate syrup bath and make a snow angel while in his underwear. There's something wrong with this. I used to do this all the time with my uncle. And play a video game nude. Do that all the time now. His lawyer said in March that the court-appointed psychiatrist would testify that Twig had no sexual motivation.
How long was the chocolate sauce on? Was that part of the video game?
It may have been. It didn't say how he got it off either.
Well, we know how
it's true.
We can assume that there was some getting of something off.
No sexual motivation there. Don't pop the bladder.
Whoa, there might have been some bladder popping.
Convicted heinous Minnesota sex offender John Rydberg, 69, and still detained. Boy, who wrote these?
I don't know. Not I, said the doc. Hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Sex offender John Rydberg, 69, still detained after having served a sentence because he is still a, quote, danger, exhibited an upbeat demeanor for a three-judge panel in March, hoping for release. Maybe he was confused on what kind of release. No kidding. He said his number of victims was far fewer than the, quote, 94 he previously admitted to, explaining that he offered a purposely higher number because he was afraid underplaying his crimes might make it appear that he was lying. What can I say, offered Rydberg? I'm a work in progress.
Oh, he's a work of something.
Good Lord. Actually exaggerated?
Well,
any more comments?
No. That's so repulsive.
Ridiculous. At George Washington University's men's basketball game on March 5th, Accountancy Department Professor Robert Kazmir was honored at halftime for being one of the elite financial donors at the university. But he was not around for the end of the game because he was ejected from the stands in the second half for harassing a referee about the officiating. Perfect.
Well, you know.
Well, he probably felt like he had a right.
Possibly. Maybe he was going to try to buy the ref off. Or...
Yeah, could be.
That's something.
The family of the late Roger Kreutz filed a lawsuit in St. Louis. Is it Roger Kreutz?
How's that spelled?
K-R-E-U-T-Z?
I guess. In German, it'd be Kreutz, but...
Kreutz. Roger Kreutz filed a... Can you say Roger Kreutz with a German accent?
Roger Kreutz.
Very good. Filed a lawsuit in St. Louis. We love St. Louis. In March, over the fatal head injuries he received... Oh, it was his family. Okay, I was saying he sued for... Okay. Fatal head injuries he received when a car knocked him down in a Starbucks parking lot in 2008. The driver was Aaron Poison, who was trying to get away from Kreutz.
Did you say Poison?
P-O-I-S-S-O-N. Poison?
Poisson. That's French for fish.
Is it really?
Yes. And Kreutz is German for cross.
Jesus. All right. Enough of the...
fish cross.
Enough language lesson. Let's get through this here. Okay. The driver was Aaron Poisson.
Poisson.
Who was trying to get away from Kreutz.
Right.
But Poisson was not sued. According to the lawsuit, the cause of the fatal injury was negligence by Starbucks because it had mindlessly placed its tip jar in full view on a counter, thus, according to the theory of the lawsuit, goading Poisson into snatching up the money and running out the door and inspiring Kreutz as a good Samaritan to chase Poisson and try to retrieve the employee's tips.
Any coincidence that the Frenchie is the one doing the crime?
No, not at all.
And the German tracking him down?
Completely neutral.
You know? And then isn't the point of a tip jar to make it visible so that people can contribute to it?
You would think so.
No one ever says, well, where's your secret hidden tip jar so I can contribute?
So that nobody gets hurt.
Right.
Exactly. it was reported in November on the Studley senior Shigeo Takuda, 76, the still reigning star of the Japanese elder porn that features older men performing with women young enough to be their granddaughters. In April 2011, quote, Dave Cummings, that's his name,
all right.
Dave Cummings, 71, the best known older American porn actor, was scheduled for induction into the X-Rated Critics Organization's Hall of Fame, along with eight younger stars. Like Takuda, Cummings, a former U.S. Army officer who changed careers at age 54, claims almost never to need Viagra for his movies, except, he says, for back-to-back scenes or when working with a difficult director.
No.
Said one industry insider, describing Cummings' style, he bridges the gap between, quote, creepy uncle and the person the creepy uncle wanted to be.
Oh, see, I think it's just miraculous that people even, because most porn folks don't make it to that age, or at least they look that age and they're only 30.
This is true. Because heroin and AIDS and
that, all that, it do take a toll.
Oh, it sure do. And finally, D.D. Jonro, leading the Bear Grease, is that what that says?
Yes.
The Bear Grease.
Well,
the yes. Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon in January of 1991, actually, in northern Minnesota, took a wrong turn and went 300 yards before recognizing her error. The mistake cost her only a few minutes, but stopping to calculate where she was allowed her team to have an unsupervised rest, and by the time she was ready to turn the sled around, two of her dogs had begun to copulate.
See,
she was forced to wait on them for 25 minutes and lost the lead.
So at first, I thought you were going to say the race was in 91 and they just heard back from her. She was that lost.
It could be.
She just reappeared. We didn't know where she went.
No, that's a good one, though. Actually, I meant to hit this one. Sorry about that.
Okay. All the dogs are probably gone by now, right?
Probably. You would think so, wouldn't you? I think if we're going to recreate one, this might be the one to recreate.
Okay.
How should we do it?
I can be the Bear Greasy.
You can be the DD. You can be the woman, DD Jonro.
Well, they're not really women up there anyway, are they? They're all kind of hairy and outdoorsy.
You know, go with it. Go with it here. And you want me to be a reporter? Is that what
kind of
report
on
you? Like a live report or something like that?
Just let's say after the race, you know.
And after the race?
Yeah, I just got back, or I assume she finished, right?
No, I think it'd be better to do it inside the race, but right before the dogs start to copulate, because I may have some help with that over here. Okay?
Okay.
So let me get the transition sound effect. You can get into character, okay?
All right.
This may not last very long, and it may not go well. Folks, stand by. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Wayne Kerr, and I am here reporting on the Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. It is January. We're going to check in here in just a moment with DD Jonro. Let's go ahead and see if we can break into her here. Let's see. Okay. Hello.
Moosh.
Hello, DD. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Wayne Kerr. How are you doing?
All right. I took a little bit of a wrong turn there, don't you know?
Your voice sounds awfully deep to be a woman.
Well, you know, I just dropped my third testicle.
What? Okay. So how's the marathon going for you here with the dogs?
Well, you know, I took a little bit of a wrong turn.
You did? Okay. So then are you able to regain your composure and figure out where you need to go?
You know, I'm way behind because, you know, we took a break and I was trying to find out where we were, don't you know?
Okay. So how are the dogs taking it so far?
Well, one seems to be taking it pretty well. Yes, you know, he's going at it like a polecat in heat, don't you know?
Oh, no.
Put some lutefisk on that.
It sounds.
Well, you know, it's kind of getting me a little excited, don't you know? You got it. You got to let him finish. You can't pull him out.
Can't pull him out.
No, it's like trying to pull a cork off a frozen bottle of champagne, don't you know?
Can you give me a visual? What I guess I don't need to ask what position they're in.
I'll give you a visual. How about me in a fur coat in your lap, don't you know?
Oh, God.
Because, you know, it's kind of turning me on and burning my biscuits.
Sounds like they're done.
Oh, you betcha.
Probably be best if we were done, too.
Want a puppy?
Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, my. I don't even know where to go from there, except maybe it'd be best to just take a break.
I would concur, yes. Yeah,
Batman's even nodding. I don't know. Now I have this sudden urge to go home and watch Fargo. I mean...
Yeah, they're creepy, slow people, aren't they?
Kind of weird. Yeah,
just ask Garrison Keillor.
Who?
Garrison Keillor, that...
I know that name.
The Lake Wobegon guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes! Let's take a break.
Yes.
We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show. Are you tired of those annoying phone calls? Do you like waiting in long lines for bad customer service? Then come on down to Springular Tech.
Yes, sir. You're about 5 months out of your contract, and even though I know you're ready to drop three or four bills today, dead presidents and everything, I'd have to actually push a couple of buttons, and I don't feel like really doing that today, so we're going to just have you stick with that crappy phone you got there.
I can tell you right now, I ain't finna get out my ass and help you, you crackle.
That's right, you can download MP3s, surf the internet, play games, text messages like a motherfucker, and the phone calls clear as...
And right now at Springular Tech, pick up our new Schick Razor phone.
Three for a dollar.
Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot, just hanging out.
Where you at?
Oh, I'm here at I'm 20, actually. I'm 20.
Hello?
No, your sister said no. Well, hello?
This phone call. Done. That's right. The new Springular Tell Schick Razor phone. Reception as good as it shaves.
There's a 100% chance he loves himself more than he loves his listeners. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. And Batman wins tonight's, bet, I guess.
The break.
Of course, we're not going to take, the third break. And as I explained to him, we never take a third break. But the one time that I don't give you a third break to take, we're going to need a third break.
Better to be safe.
Better to be safe than sorry. Thanks again for joining us. We really do appreciate you listening. And be sure to check out bradwestmar.com, which is your home for extensions of the show. It's like hair extensions or
other extensions.
Other types of extensions, yes.
Yes.
And again, a couple of reminders. First of all, if you listened to last week's show, we played some songs that we're all three into. Each of us had a song.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot to mention at the end of the show a second time to go ahead and go to bradwestmar.com and vote for whichever song you like the most, you listeners out there. And I haven't checked the survey in a while. We'll maybe get a little update on it here soon. But just look on the right-hand side page of bradwestmar.com, and you'll see that survey over there. What else was I going to say? Oh, bradwestmar.com, great place to hang out. Jackaloperadio.com, another great place, of course, to hang out. If you're listening here on Friday night, you know that. There's plenty of shows to listen to, lots of great variety. And you can also find us on Twitter, the show, at Brad Westmar, and also at Jackalope Radio. And, of course, on Facebook.com/Brad Westmar Show and also Facebook.com/Westmar Nation. Here's the thing. Go to Facebook.com/Westmar Nation and please like us. It's embarrassing. This is one of the things. Look, Brandon said, do a fan page. I said, okay, why? He explained it. I'm like, okay, sounds like a good idea to me. No problem. And there's like 65 people that like us. And yet we have like 190 friends on Facebook. So it makes us look like we're a low-rent radio show when we have a fan page that has 65 people liking us instead of 650 people liking us.
Well, that's probably five times as many in previous iterations of your work.
This is true. We have come a long ways. And yes. If you want to leave a voicemail that we'll never hear, you can dial us at 310-928-7857 because Batman and Skype are not friends. And I got to think at this point that it's Batman's fault. I just have to think that, no, I'm just kidding.
Maybe Microsoft will fix that all up.
It'd be nice if they would. You Somebody's got to fix it. Somebody. Oh, is Microsoft buying it?
Yeah, there's that rumor. I mean, it's Microsoft set to buy Skype.
The question becomes whether or not we'll lose our voicemails in the process. Probably.
Well, and we will have to update in the middle of getting the voicemail.
True.
Upgrade, just like Windows makes us do.
True. True. You know, we don't have time. We might have time for the name game. I've got a question. I've got a few minutes left here. Batman's busy Skyping over there. I wanted to either play the name game or I wanted to try to name 10 NBA players currently in the NBA because I don't like basketball so much. Or I hate basketball, or I don't care for basketball so much that I don't know that I could name 10 NBA players.
Wow.
Do you think, if I named off some players, would you know if they're still in the NBA?
I could possibly have a shot.
I don't know.
I'm not a big fan. I know I could name 10.
You know you could, huh? Okay, yeah. Good. Well, let me see if I can name 5, because I don't even know if I don't think I can name.
Well, do you want to just alternate? You want to go one, and I'll go one, and then see who.
All right, let's see
first.
If we can do that. Go ahead, start.
Kevin Garnett.
Well, LeBron James is pretty obvious.
Right. Paul Pierce.
Okay. Here's one that this one keeps coming to mind. I don't even know if he's still playing. Tim Duncan?
I think so.
See?
I know the East a little bit better than...
This is how far out I am. The playoffs are going right now, and I just don't care. I just don't watch it. Let's say Tim Duncan is okay.
Okay.
Name another one.
Ray Allen.
Who is that?
He's he plays for the Celtics.
Okay.
Used to play for the Sonics before they got moved to Oklahoma City.
Okay. Is Vlade Divac still playing?
No.
Oh, what about Spud Webb?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Dr. J?
Think rapist.
Oh, what about, did Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Is that 6?
Yeah.
I think that's 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Your turn then.
Dirk Nowitzki? Nowitzki.
Okay. That's a German. 7. Okay. What about the guy that choked his coach? Is he still playing?
Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah, is he still playing?
No.
No? No?
I don't believe so.
See? See how bad this is?
Yeah.
What about the Patrick Ewing? Is he still playing?
No.
No?
No.
No. No. Larry Bird?
Yeah,
no.
Right.
No, he's gone. I'm just kidding. See? Name some teams.
If you start naming Harlem Globetrotters, then we're going to have a problem.
You live
it's Meadowlark Lemon.
Meadowlark Lemon, yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, think some teams. Think
name some. I mean, I don't know anybody on the Celtics.
Okay.
You name Paul Pierce. Is Kirk Heinrich still playing?
Ooh, that I don't know. I don't think
so. My boy from
my
hometown?
Maybe secondarily.
Okay.
Not a.
See?
Battier's still playing.
Steve Kerr's gone, right?
Yeah, I think that's safe to say.
Wilt Chamberlain?
Well, who's LeBron playing with?
Cleveland?
No, he's in Miami.
Oh, that's right. He's in Miami now. Sorry, yeah. Oh, Shaquille O'Neal, he's still playing, isn't he?
He is on the Celtics.
Okay. Oh, he's in the Celtics.
He's
now.
Been hurt, but I don't.
Jeez. Okay. But there's somebody else that plays for the Heat that I should know. Is there a guy named Horton?
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dwayne.
See? This is tough. Danny Ainge.
Danny Ainge?
No?
Okay. You're killing me.
Okay.
I'm not even this bad.
All right. Yeah, this is tough.
We need to try this again with tennis players and then see how badly we do.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
I wouldn't. No way. Is Andre Agassi officially retired?
Yes.
Okay. But you see how tough it is for me.
I do, as along with many other things.
And I'm trying to figure out why you know so many of them when you don't watch. I know you don't watch.
I watch enough. I read a few columns about it. You know, the Celtics have been somewhat interesting. There's a sort of Red Sox Boston sports message board so that things pop up that way.
Yeah.
So it's not. I'm All not right. actively seeking out information.
I mean, I just don't. It's embarrassing. I mean, I was so. I so much don't care that I've just embarrassed the hell out of myself by trying to name NBA players. I mean, that's how bad it is. But you know what would be worse would be Batman trying to name NFL players. That would never happen.
Trying to name comic book characters.
This is true. This
you have
is
a field
true.
Day with that.
By the way, congratulations to your Boston Bruins who have made it to just nip past the Philadelphia Flyers to get into the Eastern Conference Finals.
That was a pounding.
I know. It was being nice facetious. To see them.
Well, after last year, it was some sweet revenge.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what hockey's all about. So we're ending the show now. I guess we can't play the name game. We could try.
Oh, I don't know if we have time for that. We'll get into a groove.
Have to end the show. Batman's trying his damnedest to end us as early as he can.
Didn't we just start?
It feels like we did.
Yeah, I think we just did.
I hope people enjoyed the show, though. We try.
What little of it there is. We do try.
Oh, that was the other thing I was going to mention, too. The other thing that you've got to check out, in case you missed it last week, that I mentioned, was the bonus segment that I recorded in my hotel room in Atlanta.
Wow.
Had some good feedback on that, too.
Scary possibilities.
May
there.
Have been a little substances involved with that one as well. May have been.
I hope your neighbors didn't hear you in there.
Here's the thing. If you think about it, I figured if I do a show in my hotel room, nobody's going to know. They're going to think I'm talking to somebody on the phone. It's not that big of a deal.
Depends on what you're saying, right?
Well, this is true, too. And I did say a few weird things. In fact, I may have come up with a new way to end the show tonight. Instead of doing the C-U-N... You know what?
Right.
I've been thinking about. I don't know. We'll see. I'll end the show. Batman's trying to get me to end the show. Should we end the show?
End it. Finish it.
We're only 57 minutes in.
Or 57.
All right. I'm gonna wrap. He's got the thing of like he's winding up a phone or something like that. I'm like,
he's cranking the
Cranking up the rotary phone. You know. All right. We'll end it. Do you want to say anything in closing?
I've said enough.
All right. Brad Westmar here saying. Good night for Batman and Jared Afkar. I am Brad Westmar saying thank you for coming. Good night.